a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
News time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
State health officials will be taking to TikTok to spread public service messages about COVID-19. They're kicking off a campaign specifically aimed at teens and young adults. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Salt Lake City's Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says all footage from police body cams during any officer-involved shooting will be released within 10 days. At this moment, we're still waiting for the footage from the night police shot 13-year-old Lyndon Cameron. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Valley Freeway traffic rolling along, but we do have one accident. It's almost cleared. 1700 East, 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Warm day out there, 87 in the sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 84 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Trump says he's vetting five female judges to succeed the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He'll announce his choice at the end of the week, and he wants the Senate to get right on it.
Well, I'd much rather have a vote before the election because there's a lot of work to be done, and I'd much rather have it. We have plenty of time to do it.
The Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer pushing back.
By every modicum of decency and honor, Leader McConnell and the Republican Senate majority have no right to fill it. No right.
Ginsburg will lie in repose at the Supreme Court on Wednesday and Thursday. On Friday, she will be the first woman to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. The president's campaigning in Ohio this evening. A federal judge says absentee ballots in the battleground state of Wisconsin can be counted up to 6 days after the November 3rd election, provided they're postmarked by Election Day. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth and the turbulence on Wall Street. The Dow is down more than 500 points today. That's 1.8%. And we're joined live by Caleb Silver, the editor-in-chief of Investopedia. So, Caleb, what's driving the markets into this mini-funk? Is it the Supreme Court thing?
Well, that was just one other issue added on to a pile of uncertainty facing investors right now. But know this. The Dow is down 900 points at its low today. The S&P and NASDAQ both down around 2.5%. Stocks did make a comeback towards the end of the day. But investor sentiment has really turned since the beginning of September. Some of that is election-related. Investors have a lot of uncertainty about the election. They have a lot of uncertainty now about who's going to fill the Supreme Court justice vacate. And they're wondering how the virus, which is now resurging in Europe, will be contained here in the U.S. when the weather gets colder and more kids go back to school.
That's a lot of things to worry about. But let's go back to the presidential election. There's a lot of uncertainty. I'm wondering if that's code on Wall Street for the candidate they really want to see win the election. Is there a candidate they want to see winning?
It's really split. And if you look at it, investors always pay a lot of attention to who's going to be in the White House, but it rarely makes a difference in the stock market. It's really about the era the president is presiding in that makes a difference in the makeup of Congress, because if they don't have the backing of Congress, they get nothing done. So investors have climbed this wall of worry before as it relates to the election. I don't know if you remember, 4 years ago, they said if Trump was elected, the stock market would go into a bear market and fall off precipitously. It took 3 years and a pandemic for that to happen because of other things. We have interest rates at or near zero. Those are going to remain there for the next 3 years. So big investors need to find yield, and the yield has been in the stock market. But the sentiment turned the other day because tech stocks have come very far, very fast. They realize there may not be a new stimulus bill before the election, and the economic recovery, although very strong, seems a little tenuous in certain parts of the economy.
So it's not necessarily that if Biden wins, the market's going to tank, or if Trump wins, it's going to soar, or vice versa. It's really not that way.
It's really not that way, though you can say, and Biden has said it, he will raise capital gains taxes on the wealthy if elected to pay for some of the spending that's going to need to continue if he comes into office. Capital gains taxes hurt folks that invest a lot of money in the stock market, make a lot of money in capital markets, so they may not be that happy to see him become president if he's elected. That said, if he doesn't have the backing of Congress, raising taxes is going to be very difficult. President Trump was able to do that because he had Congress. He had that massive tax cut, and that massive tax cut did propel stocks for about 3.5 years until the pandemic. So it really depends on what the makeup looks like. But if Biden is elected, you can count, if he's able to do it, on that rise in capital gains tax.
So all this uncertainty leads to the eternal question, what do we do, buy, sell, or hold?
Great question. If you sold any time during this pandemic when the market was starting to fall off and fell down 40%, it was very difficult to get back in at the right time, and you missed the mother of all recoveries. If you've been a long-term investor, and I'm talking about 10 years, then the S&P 500 has returned to you 8.8% a year for that decade. If you've been holding for 20 years, it's more like 9%. So if you're looking for 8%, 9% return on your money every year, the stock market's given that to you. Will that be the same case this year or next? Hard to say, but over time, long-term investors win by sticking with stocks.
All right, thanks a lot. Caleb Silver is the editor-in-chief of Investopedia. We love having him on. KSL News Time 350. Now, your traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And here's Ricky Meese.
Well, it's kind of a quiet start to your drive home this Monday afternoon, especially on I-15, both north and southbound between downtown Salt Lake City and Provo. We are starting to see a little bit of busy traffic eastbound SR-201, the 21st South Freeway at 5600 West, and some southbound backups on 5600 West joining the 201, but the northbound delays at 5600 West are really starting to break up. Steve?
No problems right now, north and southbound 15 right now between downtown Salt Lake City and the Brigham City exit. We do have a crash, though, I should mention, though, southbound I-15 at the I-84 on-ramp in Tremont and in Box Elder County on the right shoulder. And a crash on northbound Highway 89, that's on the right shoulder at 3000 North and Layton, not really causing any backups. When it all comes to your company's employees' benefits plan, don't just shop a few carriers, shop them all with Magellan HCM. Visit shopmyplan.com. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And here's your 7-day forecast with Graham Wayman.
Sunshine up to 87 degrees for today. It's a hot one out there. First day of fall tomorrow, but it's going to be hot too. Partly cloudy, 88. And then 86 to high on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies. Sunny up to 89 on Thursday. And it cools down Friday, 80, and lots of sunshine. Even cooler on Saturday, partly cloudy and 72. Sunshine and 73 on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're at 84 smoky degrees at 352.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. By now you know that we have helped thousands of men with ED. Our acoustic wave technology is FDA registered to increase blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is safe and effective. Now you can throw the pills away. Call us right now. We're running an unprecedented special. We'll give you the initial assessment and blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results to your intimacy. But we're not stopping there. For those that call in the next 2 minutes and come in and take our treatments, we'll give you the most advanced form of testosterone available, all free. This is a $700 offer, free to those that call now. Some think we're crazy to be giving away so much, but we're committed to effectively treating the root cause problem of your ED. The number is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify for this offer and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
What would you say if you could get a Carrier furnace for free? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I hope you'd say yes, please. But before you get too excited, let me explain how it works. As a Carrier authorized dealer, we buy so much equipment each year that we get the best prices. We also feel like we have the best HVAC techs around. Now, we want to keep our great people and our great pricing from the factory. But September's a slow month for us because the summer's pretty much done and the cold weather hasn't hit yet. So we set aside money for this free furnace promotion to help keep our guys busy. Now, this is great for you if you've been thinking about replacing both your furnace and your AC, because when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace just for the labor to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. This is only good through September, so if you think you might be interested, don't hesitate. Call Any Hour Services, and we'll schedule one of our HVAC supervisors to come to your home and answer any questions you have. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Services.
Be there. Take a moment to show a veteran you care. September is Suicide Prevention Month. Hi, this is Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA in Salt Lake City. In this week's Upholding Valor, suicide prevention and the importance of watching out for our veterans. A kind word or an extra moment to really listen can make all the difference, especially now during the COVID-19 pandemic. Isolation can be especially difficult on veterans. Reach out, ask questions, be there for America's heroes. To hear real veteran recovery stories and learn more about resources available, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting VETERANS to 57500 or go to ksl360.com/veterans.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/valor to learn more.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. Walmart is focusing more on fashion. The company is rolling out Free Assembly. That's a private clothing line for men and women, private label from Walmart. KSL Drives. A new report shows men are more likely to risk traveling during the pandemic. The Berkshire Hathaway Travel Protection Survey finds men are also more likely to buy insurance for trips and for rental cars. It was another dismal weekend for movie attendance, and the theater chains are struggling. Shares of Cinemark, for instance, are down almost 4% today. AMC is down 6%. Wall Street, it was a lot worse, but things pared back, and the Dow sunk a mere 509 points, closing at 27,147. It's a 1.8% loss. The S&P only lost 38 points, and the NASDAQ almost came back to even, dropping a mere 14 points today. KSL News Time, 356. Cougar Tracks now on Utah's legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio. Here's Mitch Harper.
The novel coronavirus pandemic has impacted all walks of life, including for BYU quarterback Zach Wilson. Wilson on Monday revealed that he tested positive for COVID-19 this past summer. He shared what his personal experience was like having the virus.
You know, honestly, for me and the other guys that had it, it was just like a cold, you know, minor symptoms and, you know, just tired, fatigued, all that kind of stuff. You know, so for us, it was nothing crazy. You know, it was 4 days and we were ready to go again. So it was not bad.
Wilson, like everyone else on the BYU football team, continues to be tested 3 times a week with saliva-based testing as they prepare to return to action this Saturday against the Troy Trojans. For more on this story and the latest with BYU football, check out kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.